Questions 18 through 20. Hammurabi was a king of Babylonia, an ancient civilization in present-day Iraq. Near the end of his reign, Hammurabi issued one of the first written codes of law in recorded history, which spelled out the rules for his citizens and the punishments for lawbreakers. The very concept of laws that apply to everyone was an unheard-of novelty in Hammurabi's time, when most societies were governed only by the momentary impulse of their tyrannical rulers. The code itself, however, was extremely cruel by modern standards. Hammurabi prescribed the death penalty for even minor violations. For example, women who entered a bar, men who gave refuge to runaway slaves, and wives who left their husbands without good cause were all subject to capital punishment. The king's scribes wrote the laws on a black stone pillar that was dedicated to the god of justice and displayed in public. In the inscription, Hammurabi called on all coming generations to observe the laws and not to alter the law of the land which I have given. Future kings, Hammurabi said, must keep the rule of law rather than govern according to their own impulses. The notion that rulers could not randomly change the laws governing their citizens was a revolutionary concept.